flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Mackenzie from Hanover.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am living the dream. How about you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be on here right now.
We're excited to have you.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
There she goes. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Kennedy has left our studio. She's in that soundproof booth now. She's not going to be able to hear any of our questions or your answers. If you tie, though, you lose. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Shaboozey will be starring in a Super Bowl commercial. It's for Nerds Gummy Clusters, which, by the way, are delicious.
I'm not a huge Nerds guy.
No, but when they made the gummy clusters, I was like, I'm all in. Shaboozey has arguably the biggest song of 2024. What is it called?
Tipsy, I think.
Question number two. Wilmer Valderrama turns 45 today. He played Nick Torres on NCIS. But before that, he was Fez on which hit sitcom?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Question number three.
No.
The Grammys announced the second round of their performers. They include Stevie Wonder, Cynthia Erivo, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and this man. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then give us his name.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Who sings that song?
John Legend.
Our 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a.k.a. FDR, was born today. He was elected to the office four times and is now the face on the dime and was mostly confined to a wheelchair due to which illness?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to guess. Parkinson's.
And question number five, Netflix is rebooting Little House on the Prairie. People streamed the original series for more than 13 billion minutes in 2024.
Wow.
Which is probably why they're going to bring it back. What is the name of the family Little House on the Prairie followed? That is a tough one.
That's why it's five.
Wait, what is the name of the house?
No, or what was the family?
The family?
Yeah.
The Ingle family.
Let's go.
Wow.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Somebody has a mom that likes that show.
My whole family loves it.
By the way, Mackenzie from Hanover just bought her first home. She is in her 20s.
Come on. Yeah.
See what happens when you stop buying avocado toasts? Sky's the limit.
You know what happened to me in my 20s? I had my first car repossessed.
I remember that day.
We're living different lives.
Good for you. That's incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mackenzie got 2 out of 5, Kennedy. Right, these are
well
tough.
Done.
You ready?
Yeah.
Shaboozey will be starring in a Super Bowl commercial. It's for Nerds Gummy Clusters. He had arguably the biggest song of 2024. What is it called?
Tipsy, a bar song. A bar song, Tipsy.
1-0. Wilmer Valderrama turns 45 today, played Nick Torres on NCIS. Before that, he was Fez on which sitcom?
That 70s Show.
I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
2-0. Question number 3. The Grammys announced the second round of performers. They include Stevie Wonder, Cynthia Erivo, Coldplay's Chris Martin, and this man. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then give us his name.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
It's John Legend.
It is John Legend, Kennedy. 3-1. Our 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a.k.a. FDR, was born today. He was elected to office 4 times and is now the face on the dime. He was mostly confined to a wheelchair due to which illness?
Polio.
Yes, it was polio. Wow, Kennedy.
Those vaccines.
4-1, question number 5. Now.
Sorry, just slipped out.
Netflix is rebooting Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that's the wholesome content that we need.
Listen to this. People streamed the original series more than 13 billion minutes in 2024.
Because we need good things in our lives.
13 billion minutes will get you a reboot.
What is the name of the family Little House on the Prairie follows?
Laura Ingalls Wilder. Wilder, or is that who wrote it? Ingalls. Ingalls.
Yes, the Ingalls family. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Billy.
That's the Waltons, Carson.
Is that the Waltons?
Yeah.
That wasn't them? Little House on the Prairie?
No.
John Boy? Oh, it was the Waltons.
Michael Landon.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen a second of Little House on the Prairie.
Watch every episode, I'm pretty sure. It's been a long time, though.
Nellie was the mean girl next door.
Oh, Nellie, that bitch.
Carson.
She was mean.
Is that where the phrase "Whoa, Nelly" comes from?
I don't know.
Says I'm just spitballing here.
That's all right.
All right, 5-2 is the final score. Mackenzie, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. And also, congratulations on your home.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Mackenzie from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yo.
Say good morning to Patty from Rockland.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you today?
Living the dream.
Great.
What is your son's name, Patty?
My son is Gavin. I don't know if Kennedy remembers, but I met her at Star Market. And we used to play Campy Kennedy in the car together.
That's right.
He told me we'll always have Campy Kennedy.
We
and
will.
His 18th birthday.
So you called in because it's his 18th birthday today?
Yes, indeed.
Aww.
Well, that's great. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to say the words happy birth or day because of lawyers. We don't own the rights to that. But if we could say those things, we would say them. But we don't want to get in trouble.
Absolutely.
I'm
okay.
Sure you understand, Patty. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
So you understand how this works then. There's 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture related, curated by producer Dan.
You make it sound so much fancier than it is when you say curated.
These are bespoke trivia questions.
I thought of them in my brain hole.
Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Patty, are you ready?
I am ready.
Monica Lewinsky is launching her first podcast. It's called Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky, and it will see Lewinsky in conversation with guests on what it means to reclaim what has been lost or taken from them. Monica Lewinsky rose to fame due to her scandal with whom?
David Bill Clinton.
The NFL's former VP of officiating says there's no conspiracy to make sure Taylor Swift and the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl, saying, quote, 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless. Like, enough, stop it. But did he see the officiating in that game the other night?
Oh, that fourth and one call was brutal.
Which of these men is not one of Taylor's ex-boyfriends? Joe Jonas, Orlando Bloom, John Mayer. Which one is not?
John Mayer.
Question number three. This music legend turned 74 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him. So strange to you and me. I can feel it coming here tonight. Name him.
Phil Collins.
Had to put the drum solo part.
I know. Dan and I were just doing a crazy drum solo, and Kennedy cannot hear us, but she can see us flailing about. That had to be hysterical. Let's see. Question number four. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan recreated their infamous dinner scene 35 years later in a Super Bowl ad for Hellman's Mayonnaise. Name the movie that scene is from.
When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
Question number five. In honor of Groundhog Day being on Sunday, there is a ranking, the most accurate weather predicting groundhogs in the U.S., and Punxsutawney Phil ranks 17th out of 19 with an accuracy rating of 35%. Punxsutawney is in which state where they have the annual groundhog celebration?
Is it Philadelphia?
I need the state.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pennsylvania, excuse me.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! We have 19 weather predicting groundhogs. Think about that.
I can't. I don't know what's up and down in this world anymore. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Patty got, is it 4 out of 5, Dan?
4 out of 5.
Well done, Patty.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky is launching her first podcast. It's called Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky, and it will see her in conversation with guests on what it means to reclaim what has been lost or taken from them. Lewinsky, of course, rose to fame due to her scandal with whom?
Bill Clinton.
Tied to one. Question number two. The NFL's former VP of officiating says there's no conspiracy to make sure Taylor Swift and the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. He says, and I quote, 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless. Like, enough, stop it. Which of these men is not one of Taylor's exes? Joe Jonas, Orlando Bloom, John Mayer?
Orlando Bloom.
That is correct. 2-1. This music legend turned 74 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and name him.
Phil Collins.
What was it like to watch us from the other studio when we did that?
It was hilarious.
Could you tell that it was in the air tonight because we crushed the drum solo?
I don't want to say that because I don't want to feel like I'm cheating, but yes.
3-2. Question number four. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan recreated their infamous dinner scene 35 years later in a Super Bowl ad coming for Hellman's Mayonnaise. Name the movie that scene is from.
When Harry Met Sally.
4-3, question number five. In honor of Groundhog Day being on Sunday, there's a ranking of the most accurate weather predicting groundhogs in the United States. And Punxsutawney Phil ranks 17th out of 19. He only has an accuracy rating of 35%.
Mm-hmm. They'll pump those numbers up.
Punxsutawney is in which state where they have the annual groundhog celebration?
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, is it? So who's the number one groundhog, Dan? You got to give me.
You know, that's a good question. I got to see the whole ranking.
I mean, you can't tell me how bad Punxsutawney Phil is without telling me who the goat is.
I mean, it's literally a coin toss. So, you know, 50-50 odds no matter what you do, right?
I think you're wrong. I don't think you know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's not how groundhog science works, Kennedy. No. Don't besmirch the art.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Patty, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you to you and to Gavin. I hope he has a wonderful day today.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Patty from Rockland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Brianna's from Taunton, Kennedy.
Taunton.
Good morning.
Is it Brianna or Brianna? I want to make sure I get it right.
Brianna.
Hey. All right, Brianna, I understand you drive around a lot for work, so you catch a lot of the show. How do you normally do when you play Campy Kennedy in the car?
I haven't won yet.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the
I
day.
I hope so.
Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Deuces.
Bye, Felicia.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening on the air right now. She's got 5,932 wins, 434 losses. Question number one. Bruno Mars recently became the first artist on Spotify to have 150 million monthly listeners, and he made a post on Instagram poking fun at the rumors that he owed $50 million in gambling debt, saying, "Keep streaming, I'll be out of debt in no time." Bruno is currently on the number one song in the country. What is it called?
Oh, I know this. Oh, Die With a Smile. My kids love that song.
Heidi Klum's 19-year-old son made his runway debut at Paris Fashion Week. Klum has been a judge on which TV show since 2013?
America's Got Talent.
190 years ago today, in 1835, Andrew Jackson became the first president to survive an assassination attempt. He was attacked by a guy with a pair of pistols that both misfired.
Wow.
So the 67-year-old president beat him with his walking stick. And he's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Which bill is Andrew Jackson's face on?
The 20?
Christian Bale turns 51 today. He portrayed Batman in some of the best superhero movies of all time with the Dark Knight trilogy. Who wrote and directed those movies?
I don't know. Reeves?
Question number five. Post Malone once lost 65 pounds in his secret hot sauce. He had no idea that it had zero calories, so he just started to put it on everything. What is the compound in chili peppers called that makes them hot?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would like to throw I'd like to throw a penalty flag. I don't know if that's a pop culture trivia question, Dan.
Listen, I write a lot of these. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There's only so many who starred in this movies that I can do in a day.
I have thrown a penalty flag for Campy Kennedy this morning. It is under review.
How's that possible?
You wait till we get to question five.
All right, how'd we do?
I have Brianna getting 3 out of 5, correct?
Well done, friend.
No, it's very good. These are hard. You ready, Kennedy?
Yep.
Bruno Mars became the first artist on Spotify to have 150 million monthly listeners, and he made a post about it, poking fun at the rumors that he owed $50 million to Vegas. He currently has the number one song in the country. What song is it?
Die with a Smile.
1-1. Heidi Klum's 19-year-old son made his runway debut at Paris Fashion Week. Klum has been a judge on which TV show since 2013?
America's Got Talent.
Tied at 2. 190 years ago today in 1835, Andrew Jackson became the first president to survive an assassination attempt. He was attacked by a guy with a pair of pistols that both misfired, and then he beat the guy with his cane.
Don't mess with him.
I'm saying. Which bill is Jackson's face on?
Your kryptonite.
It really is. 20?
Tied at 3.
If both pistols misfire at the same time, God wants you to live. That's the universe.
Question number 4. Christian Bale turning 51 today. He portrayed Batman in some of the best superhero movies of all time with the Dark Knight trilogy. Who wrote and directed those movies?
Christopher Nolan.
Yes, he did. 4-3. Question number 5. Post Malone once lost 65 pounds, and his secret? Hot sauce. He had no idea that it had 0 calories, so he just started putting it on everything. What is the compound in chili peppers called that makes them hot?
Well, it's called the Scoville scale, but is that named after the person who...
Sounds more like a science question than a pop culture trivia question, which is why I threw the flag, Kennedy. Personal foul, 15 yards.
Are you complaining about question
writing?
I'm
producer Dan Breslin.
I know you're not complaining about question writing.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Just threw a flag. It's a penalty.
If you're suggesting that we have never had questions that have nothing to do with pop culture, you're wrong. A billion times out of 10.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to say Scoville. I don't think that's right.
If you want to throw a flag, throw a flag.
I don't need a flag.
Capsation, I'm told.
That's what it is.
Is the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Scoville measures how hot a pepper is.
Right.
Capsation is what makes a pepper
hot. Right, right,
and
right.
And now you all learned something today.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Dan. Ding, 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 ding.
The more you know.
I love learning.
After review, the penalty is upheld. It's a 15-yard penalty. Dan, you're going to have to do the show from 15 yards away from the microphone.
I wish I could.
Dan, just put that one in your back pocket for the next time. Campy Kennedy questions makes you go, huh?
Oh, I also have a challenge flag if he does throw a penalty flag.
I'm going to take your buttons away.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Brianna, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Brianna, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.